Praise to you, Lord Christ. Come, O Holy Spirit, and speak a word to our ears. Come, Holy Spirit, and open my mouth. Come, O Holy Spirit, and open our hearts. Amen. Stinking thinking, lack of imagination, just plain old nearsighted. The disciples in our reading this morning, myopic, stinking thinking, lack of imagination. The disciples today. This gospel reading this morning is perhaps one of the few passages in scripture that is told throughout all of the gospel writers. I wonder why. Stinking thinking, myopic vision, lack of an imagination. Church, there's a word. A little bit more context, if we will. So in the passage we read this morning, if you read just a little bit before, you would actually see that Jesus has actually encountered something tragic. You see, his cousin dies in the passage right before we get to this pericope. And you see, actually, before that happened, Jesus was kicked out of his own town. Pain, sadness, fatigue. Our Lord is just worn out. And so he goes to pray. Stinking thinking. Myopic vision. The disciples then and the church now. It seems to be that Jesus, even in his grief, is able to allow his heart to be moved. Stinking, thinking, myopic vision, what in the world? The church? The disciples then, the disciples now. I'm like many of you, I'm tired, and as a black man, I am quite frankly mad. Our present context fills me with great sadness, and there are times when I just don't want to get up. I even wonder, will my vote even count? I wonder, will the principalities and the powers have the last word? My heart breaks. Stinking thinking. Myopic vision. The disciples then. Me now. Well-intentioned disciples see the need and they say to Jesus, just send the people away so that they can provide for themselves. Sounds like a president to me. Sounds like our current context with this coronavirus. Leave the states to themselves. Stinking thinking. Myopic vision. Lack of imagination. The disciples then, our nation now. And then Jesus, simply moved with his compassion, looks at the disciples with love in his heart and probably a little bit of annoyance and says, what do we have? And they go, well, we only have, you know, a couple fish and couple loaves of bread, it can't possibly do feed, work in this context. It's not enough. stinking thinking. Myopic vision. The disciples then, you and I now. So Jesus, our boy Jesus, I love him. He says, all right, y'all get the people to sit down. Now, okay, so here's I'm just gonna, you know, sidebar, you know, I digress. A lot of folk wonder if this really was a miracle, right? There's some who say, well, actually what happened was, well, the people actually had little lunch sacks and they shared it with each other. So like God didn't really work a miracle. And I say to those people, stinking thinking, myopic vision, lack of an imagination, whether those people shared amongst themselves or manna fell from heaven, a miracle happened because people decided to stop being selfish. Community. Prop 2, healthcare for all. Ooh, Lord. We can't possibly afford that. Ooh, Lord, we couldn't possibly afford to feed the hungry. We could not possibly afford to have housing for people. Oh, hell no. We darn sure don't have the money to educate our children. Stinking thinking, myopic vision, lack of imagination. The disciples then, Joseph Wallace Williams, now. Our God seems to work wonders with what we see as very little. We worship a God, we are in relationship with a God who loves with abandon. We love and worship a God who is a God of abundance. A God who uses what little we think we have and does great things. That's a word. I love you, but thank God, God loves you more.